Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Anybody know the first word of this song?
Can't stop. Something like that.
So good. So good. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. The Hawks did lose last night, 120-112 to the Pistons. Hawks are now 9-6. They'll take on the Spurs tomorrow. The third round of college football playoff rankings are out. Georgia is up to number 4. Ohio State remains at number 1. Texans, C.J. Stroud will miss tomorrow night's game against the Bills as he is still in concussion protocol. And Lane Kiffin says that ultimatum from Ole Miss is not true. We do have a poll up for which one Wednesday. If Lane Kiffin does leave Ole Miss, which school would he have more success with, LSU or Florida? You can vote at 929 Morning Shift, and we'll tackle that question at 740.
I know the lyric, the chorus of this song.
Yeah.
Man, I'm my fantasy football team, not the one I do with you, but the other one. I lost Penix and C.J. Stroud.
That's not good.
So you know who I put a waiver on?
Tyrod Taylor. Who?
Kirk.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I put a waiver.
We've been
on
holding
Kirk.
On to him on our fantasy team.
It's
not that
Cousins.
Crazy.
I only thought about that because you said C.J. Stroud, and because when Dylan did our show call yesterday, he's like, "Yeah, C.J. Stroud is going to miss Thursday." I go, that sucks."
Walk into your trap, take over your trap.
Yeah, we had no business winning fantasy last week. He had a bad day. The guy we played had 60 points last week. So
I started off 0-8 in my other league. Now I'm 3-8. So, hey, three-game winning streak.
It's a heater.
But my best player just went down, Drake London.
I was 10-1 in one of my leagues, I was 10-0 in one of my leagues, and I just lost this past week. So undefeated season's out the wash. But I've been doing pretty good in fantasy this year as well.
Well, guess nobody has to worry about you going undefeated, huh?
Nah, but they still got to worry about me when it comes to this chip, though. Coming for that chip.
Attaboy.
Yes, sir.
So the Falcons are heading to New Orleans this weekend. Look, we've had 5 losses in a row. Really needing a win. We all know this. Today we're looking at the Falcons' defense, Saints' offense. Let me get through this, Mike. Our sack count has been great, but teams are still beating us.
Some would say massive.
What will Jeff Ulbrich do differently this week than last week?
That's a good question. I think Tyler Shuck's a little more mobile. You have to worry about him getting out of the pocket a little bit more than you would a Bryce Young. You're able to kind of tee off. Now, that was not a problem with Drake May and was not a problem with Daniel Jones. So I think some of those same aspects will, kind of factor in. But, I'm just curious how much they will. I think you stopped the run last week and you said, we're going to make Bryce Young beat us through the air. And Bryce Young absolutely diced you up through the air. I'm curious what that conversation goes like this week because they don't really run the ball extremely well the same way that Carolina does. So I'm wondering if it's a little bit more of a balanced defensive attack from Jeff Fulbert. You pick your spots, try to play some good man coverage. I think a lot of it also has to do with whether or not Mike Hughes and Dee Alford are back in the fold, because they were not part of this game plan last week. And
yeah,
you didn't really change much. And so I think that in the end, putting Natron Brooks on an island while you blitz six guys is probably not the game plan you would want to go back with. But I think that Jeff Fulbert will tinker a little bit, and I think he'll pick his spots a little bit more, and hopefully that, you know, massive sack count stays right where it's at and continue to push forward in that direction.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. Look, the problem for me, I felt like most of the damage that Bryce Young and company did was underneath stuff. And then, you know, he does a really good job of taking and taking, and then boom, they hit you with a big one. And then that's where these chunk plays really, it really hurts our team. And they had Leggett run right by Natron Brooks. You had McMillan get basically seemingly find a spot, whether it was in a zone or not. You had quite a few just absolutely busted at coverage. I mean, it was rough. I don't want to blame it all on the fact that Natron Brooks is there, but yeah, some of that was him. And you've got to tackle well. You can't be going for the ball when you're the only guy there, right? You got to tackle. You got to hold him up so someone else can go for the ball, and that's one of the mistakes they made. I would like to see them just come up and not give space. If you're going to come after somebody, you can't give them space. I know you're trying to protect people, but if you're going to blitz, hug up, because don't give him an early out. Make him hold the football for a tick longer. That's part of how you get home. I agree.
It was one of the things that showed so much in the early season last year. You know, we talked so much last year about how far off you were playing in Jimmy Lake's defense, and then you go through the bye week, you start playing a little bit tighter. And I never have done this, but we talked about it a little bit throughout the offseason through last year's defense. I thought that the passing stats against us last year in the first half were some of the most insane stats I've ever seen. Like, it was like Dak Prescott 12 of 13, Baker Mayfield 13 of 15. Like, every single week, they were just throwing the ball out wide and trying to get one of their wide receivers to make one of our corners miss. And then, you know, you weren't able to get home, and so they were able to kind of extend the field in the second half of games last year and make some plays. I'll be curious to see what they do. That's the thing, is like, I feel like they should do things differently, but I don't know that you look at New Orleans and think they can replicate what Bryce Young did last week.
I feel like a lot of that's how they beat Carolina, though.
A lot of checkdowns, yeah. A lot of easy throws, you're right.
And then he hit a couple of big plays, one of which was the one to Olave where J.C. Horn's trying to be grabby and handsy and basically falls down because they start hand fighting down the field.
I think that was OPI.
I don't know. I don't.
I think it was OPI.
I don't.
I think it was a little bit shy. I think he got away with one.
No, I think J.C. Horn.
But I mean, if a call is going to go against us, it's going to go against us. And I'll, there's no doubt, especially in that building.
Well, we don't get calls in our own building.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Darnell Mooney got, I mean, there, you know, some people would be serving, you know, soft time for what they did to Darnell Mooney across the middle the other day. And just nothing, not even a flag. I mean, they don't even think about throwing the flag, which was frustrating. But that's not why you lost the game.
Can I bring up something that
Sure.
I never thought imagined halfway through this season we'd be talking about? Is Jesse Bates underperforming this year?
I wonder how healthy Jesse Bates is.
Possibly.
Because
that's a conversation worth having.
Was it the Miami game he got hurt in? And he's kind of been, it's kind of been weird ever since.
He doesn't look like he's covering much ground.
He looks limited when he runs. And what I would say, if you want to talk about I'm curious where the leadership is in that half, because I know he's dealing with young guys and Bowman and Watts in the middle, right? Those are kind of the guys but it feels like there's been a little bit of miscommunication, and I just don't expect that from him. And I think, Mike, you got to feel like some of that is from playing with a young secondary. But yeah, I think he's limited right now physically, and it's probably making him look like he's underperforming. But, and I'm not trying to make excuses, but it just feels like he's a guy that doesn't look quite as mobile as he has in the past.
And safety is one of those positions. I'm just going to throw that out there. It's like when we watch tape, safety is one of those positions where you look at it and you don't really know. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like there's so they attack the safety position so well in the NFL that these concepts, you're like, okay, of course that's going to get his eyes. That's not exactly something that he's going to be able to change. Like there's so many positions in the NFL where like wide receiver, if you can't get open in man coverage, then like you're probably not playing well. You know, all kinds of things like that. If you're making a bad throw at quarterback, if you're missing a block on the offensive line, safety is just one of those where sometimes I'm looking at him going, did he play that well or is he slow to it or is that just a really good throw? I'm not really sure, but I just feel like Jesse Bates, more times than not, when I'm looking at him on the field, it just doesn't look like the version we saw last year and the year before.
But is it weird that J.D. Bertrand, I think, had zero snaps defensively?
No, I know it's weird at all.
I know I'm not done. He made one tackle on special teams. But is it weird that with Bertrand out, you were extensively better against the run, but really bad against the pass? And I'm not sure how much of it was of the chunks and the 448 yards would have been against where JD would have been playing. But I mention that because Devon Diablo could practice today.
Yeah.
And if he practices today, I think he plays.
I agree with that. And Raheem sounded last week like he expected him to play this week.
So that being said, you know, you look at if Josh Woods comes back, you're going to have to make a business decision on who's inactive. I don't know are you going to have five inside linebackers active? And if you don't, who's the odd man out?
I don't know that Josh Woods didn't play. He wasn't active last week, right?
No, well, he had his hamstring.
Yeah, I don't think that that's something. Usually hamstrings, and he's been out a couple weeks. I'm not sure that that's – I think that's the easy decision right there. Give him an extra week.
Okay.
You know, I think that's a slam dunk. I think Diablo coming back would be awesome. To me, everything that I heard last week sounded like he was coming back. And Ronnie Harrison was our defensive player of the game last week.
Well, because he was good.
He was good.
But don't forget you have Malik Verdon as well, who is coming back from injury, and they kind of see him very much in the Devon Diablo, Ronnie Harrison style.
I'm curious where this leaves Ronnie Harrison. Like, do we just see Ronnie Harrison go straight back to a reserve role?
No. If
Devon Diablo is active?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I think he's the next man. I think he's the next man up. That's why I'm saying that's why I'm asking about JD. Is JD a guy that Ronnie takes that role that he had before the injury? Remember, before the injury, JD Bertrand was the guy that would step in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I think that's happening.
Well, you can continue this conversation. Feel free to tweet us your thoughts about Sunday's game at 9-9 morning shift. And this Saturday from noon to 2, you can join me out at Kia Mall of Georgia as we get ready for this Falcons-Saints game. One lucky fan is going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit. That's a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a Yeti cooler, other prizes. I also have to mention, just because I have the insider info, that every vehicle sold comes along with a 65-inch TV. So that's huge. Mm. Massive. And we also have Falcons Saints tickets as well. So come see me. It's Kia Mall of Georgia this Saturday, noon to 2. Coming up, Aaron Rodgers doesn't need surgery, but does he really need to play this weekend? We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is 7:25. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan. You can join Andy and Randy this Friday for a special broadcast of the Midday Show live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We'll be enjoying all the food, drink, and scenic views while also gearing up for a weekend full of football and basketball. It's Andy and Randy this Friday from 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We got to talk about this cameo on Monday Night Raw. And to do so, we got to go in the huddle. Well, Monday Night Raw was a big deal because it was John Cena's last Raw appearance.
Yes.
He's on his retirement tour right now. But Cameron Scataboo had a little cameo. And he got into a scuffle with the Judgment Day with Dirty Dom Mysterio. Which, I mean, great heel turn because I legit don't like this guy at all. But
who, Scataboo or Dirty Dom?
Dirty Dom. Dirty Dom. So gross. Me. The mustache, the mullet, it drives me nuts.
I thought Dirty Dom was a security guard from the Eagles, but that's neither here nor
there.
Yeah,
well, it just shows that neither, if your name's Dirty Dom, you're not likable.
Yeah.
He's just blah. Well, so Cameron got into a scuffle on Raw. Look, we all know, a little bit staged, right? But.
No, it was all
slightly.
Real.
A little bit. But. He's dealing with an ankle injury.
Mm-hmm.
So people are upset about it. But Cameron basically said, miss me with that because I'm bored and I can't sit still. Can't play football right now. So he went on. Huh. Do you guys have an issue with this?
I should be rehabbing.
What? I don't know, man. This is tough for me.
I don't have as much problem with it as I probably did 15 years ago. What? So what? I mean, Dennis Rodman left the Chicago Bulls in the middle of this like a playoff run, and went on WCW and wrestled with Hollywood Hogan against Diamond Dallas Page and Karl Malone and stuff. Like, my point is that this isn't unheard of, but he's injured. He never left his feet, really. He was leaning on the barrier.
He had a scooter behind him, I believe, as well.
It was no harm, no foul. He just pushed a guy, and then they fake hit each other.
Allie, I want you to ask the question because it actually might have changed my opinion on this.
Well, I'm going to set the stage. Let's say next Monday Night Raw, okay? We see the Judgment Day come out, and then Dirty Dom picks a fight with Michael Penix. How do you feel now?
Well, I would first ask, is Dirty Dom now the leader of Judgment Day? I'm confused on that group. I thought there was a different leader of that outfit.
I mean, they get in fights, like they break off and come back and
okay.
I don't know.
Do I care? I don't. Not really.
Man,
I mean,
you
what's,
would too.
What's
I
the
hate
extent?
The answer I'm about to give
what's
y'all
the extent?
For this.
What's the
I
extent of
this
it?
Answer? I hate this answer I'm about to give y'all, but I absolutely would care.
Yes.
I would. And here's why. Here's why. Follow me on this. All right? Scataboo's a little bit different. Michael Penix, there are so many. I'm talking about inside the building, outside the building. So many livelihoods depending on his health moving mm-hmm. forward. Mm-hmm. They have put this entire franchise in your hands. I want to know that you understand that and that you care about that and that you're doing everything possible to make sure you deliver on that. Skidamoo's a little bit different. I mean, he's a, what, fourth-round running back, and I know that there's a lot of eyes on him because of the success he did have early. That's an interim coaching staff, the whole thing. So, I mean, and I know the New York radio is absolutely going ham on this guy, including some ex-players. But, I think I would care if it was Michael Penix. I think I absolutely would have an issue if Michael Penix was on Raw and he was shoving around with wrestlers after we just found out he was going on IR to finish the season. I think if I was Raheem, I'd be beside myself. And I think that's the one thing we're not missing in this conversation up in New York.
Is Mike Kafka going to be upset?
That's what I just said. That's the one thing we're missing in this conversation in New York. We're missing a head coach.
Apparently, he can suspend players that are playing that aren't on the IR.
Another person that makes a lot of cameos on the WWE is George Kittle, and he always gets into like these little scuffles too. Do you think? Because I know there are insurance policies about you can't go skydiving, you can't do this other stuff for the NFL. Is there a point in time where they're going to say you can't go on the WWE?
I don't know, man. I would have to think the PA would push back on that. You can't. What happens? You can't go on you can't act in a TV show. That's we're one step after that. Now you can't go act on a TV because it's very similar. I know it's physical.
Though.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. It's a tough conversation for me because I understand Cam Skidamoo's going, dude, I'm dealing with a tough time in my life. I wanted to do something that would, you know, lift my spirits. I understand that. But you also have to understand how many other people's livelihoods and their life revolve around what you're doing in your health. And that's something I don't think I understood as a player. I don't think a lot of players understand that because you're just going about your business. But, man, when you step outside of it and you realize how many moving pieces there are around what he's doing on any given weekend, yeah, you have to have a little bit more, you have to be alert to those kind of things.
So Mike Tomlin says Aaron Rodgers will not need surgery to repair the fracture in his left non-throwing wrist. Now, Mike did not rule out Aaron for Sunday's game against the Bears, but backup QB Mason Rudolph will get on-field work ahead of the game, just in case. Does Aaron need to be playing in this game?
The Bears are much better than I ever imagined the Bears were going to be at this point. The Bears have been very, very good recently. I know that Aaron would love to go out there and strap it up and play against Chicago and do all those, but I don't know. Like I think that if he feels like he can go, then I'd love to see him go. Does he need to? Probably doesn't need to be playing football at all. If we're going to boil it down to that, I mean, it's the Steelers in that entire division. I don't know. Aaron Rodgers can play if Aaron Rodgers wants to play, I guess, is the way I feel about it. And that's going to be a tough game either way.
Writing this down. Football players can only do something injured if it's football activity.
That's what you get paid to do.
Well, I mean, yeah, but yeah, I mean, I'm just saying.
He's not getting paid $40 million to go on Raw.
Well, he might be soon if he can. Cam Skidamoo's got a career in the WWE. Trust me, his NFL career
is
over.
No doubt about that.
He needs to play. You're 6-4. You're one game up in the division over a surging Baltimore team.
Baltimore's coming.
Yeah, you need to play. They need to win, and Chicago is good, and Aaron Rodgers is their daddy. So go do your fatherly duties, Aaron Rodgers, and put your kid in timeout or spank him or whatever form of discipline is that his ayahuasca ass believes in, and continue to make a postseason push in what is – been kind of heralded as your last season.
I do wonder if he's got like some kind of shaman coming to his house with the wrist injury.
Oh, I'm sure. No, he's probably getting acupuncture, all the things.
He's got a mud cast on it.
Yeah.
Well, while Shador Sanders was making his NFL debut, his home was burglarized. About $200,000 worth of property was stolen. There is video of the suspects going in and out. I just can't imagine watching footage like that of my house, watching people go in and out.
Man. I hate this story so much.
Yeah.
It is very – I've seen it derail seasons for players, this incidents like this. It's very disturbing because everyone knows where you're at. And if people know your house, but people already know where you're at, like your schedule is pretty much given, right? So – as someone that travels with a team, it's scary, and it's scary to think of. That said, I'm sure Josina Anderson is tracking down the culprits right now. because she is very involved in everything that happens to
you. Just couldn't help yourself. No,
somewhere she's wondering if Kevin Stefanski calls this.
I'm not going there right now with this story, man. It sucks. The guy's privacy was invaded. Nobody deserves to have what happened to them. Josina Anderson aside, that sucks from every single different angle.
Yeah, I agree.
It sucks. I hate this story. So no matter what you think of Shadur, whether you think he's brash, whether you think he's a good quarterback,
I don't think
nobody deserves to have to watch on film somebody break into their home and invade their privacy.
Joe Burrow had the same thing a few years ago. Yeah. Ended up finding the guys. Like I said, athletes are very vulnerable to this.
Sucks, man.
Well, coming up, we're going to talk about that college football playoff rankings list that came out, and it's Which One Wednesday. We do have a poll up on Twitter if you want to get involved. Which school, if Lane Kiffin decided to leave Ole Miss, which school would he have more success with, LSU or Florida? It's all next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We're going to get to Which One Wednesday in a moment. Get your votes in now. The question is up on Twitter. It's if Lane Kiffin, if he chooses to leave Ole Miss, which school would he have more success with, LSU or Florida? Bo and Mike will have to make that decision in a moment. But right now, the listeners are very torn.
Allie, I'm sorry. I have to call out some hypocrisy just real quick. So, Bo, just literally, maybe 30 seconds ago, he jokingly, he says, you can't do any better than this. You can't do any better than this. Talking about the music. And then 5 seconds after he says that, he starts bobbing his head to the music. I was like, bro, what?
It's giving Starsky and Hutch vibes. That's for sure. You know what I mean?
It just made me laugh. Well, I had to call you out, Bo. I'm sorry.
No, I appreciate it. I just want you to understand why I called you out, because I feel like that's a song that it played right off of the player there. You didn't push it in there. You didn't go say, I want to get a different song.
There's no effort.
Yeah, it was just like it just rolled. Okay. Dylan just let it roll through.
I will have you know, I actually did handpick that song and put it into the player.
Uh-huh.
I did.
And you do it every day then, don't you? Because that song plays every day.
That is false.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Oh, I've heard it.
It's played before, but yeah. It hasn't played in a minute.
What song is that?
Brothers Johnson Stomp.
Okay.
Stomp.
All right. So you just woke up today and you're like, I'm going to play Brothers Johnson.
Yeah, I just saw it. I just saw it and then I cued it and I was like, oh, I like this vibe.
Dang, Allie's out for blood today.
I know. She's been this way all week. I mean, I knew that it would make us in bad news, the Falcons 5-game losing streak, but I didn't know it would make this one, daggum, Allie's this evil. Mode. She has been just picking people apart all week.
And she's on top of it, too. I mean, she's just so quick with it also. Like, she doesn't miss a beat.
Well, I told you, she's like a tiger in the bushes waiting to jump.
It's a talent. All right, let's talk about some college football, because Georgia in the college football playoff rankings, the third round that has come out, they have moved up to number 4, and then Georgia Tech remains at number 16. Is Georgia locked into a first round bye if they beat Georgia Tech?
No, I don't think so. I think that Texas A&M wins the SEC, Indiana, Ohio State play a close one, and Texas Tech wins the Big 12. That means that Georgia's probably left out because all four of those teams are playing on conference championship weekend. The question would be, does the loser of Indiana, Ohio State fall out of the top four? And I have a hard time believing that the 13th data point would drop them out of the top four. And can Texas Tech do enough in the Big 12 title game to actually leapfrog Georgia is the next question. And I believe the College Football Playoff Committee wants them to. I think they want conference champions to be in the top four because of the way the schedule falls, because of the 13th data point and everything else that goes along with that. So, yeah, I know. Well, I don't necessarily think Georgia's locked into a top four, you know, just simply because odds state that they wouldn't at this point play in the SEC title game.
Well, first off, Georgia has to get past Charlotte, so let's just not go ahead and...
Yes.
And
was it the 49ers? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
There you go.
I think so. Indiana loses big to Ohio State in the Big Ten title game. They're not getting a bye. You know, Indiana's got the one win against Oregon, which is really good, but they've had some... That's pretty much the extent. Ohio State's got the one win against Texas, which looks like a better... Well, it would look starting to look like a better win. Now you're like, but other than that, those two. So I wholeheartedly believe if Texas Tech wins out and A&M was to win out and Georgia doesn't go to the SEC title game and Georgia wins out, then yeah, I think Georgia could jump in and get a bye. I do. I don't think Indiana can get blown out by Ohio State.
I agree with that. I don't think they could, but I don't think. But
I think Texas Tech's really good, and they've got some good wins.
I agree with what you're saying. The question was, is Georgia with a win against Georgia Tech locked into a bye? And I just don't see that happening. I think there's so many other things that have to kind of fall in their favor. And look, granted, that would be a big win, but I think, let's see, they beat Ole Miss. Ole Miss and Georgia Tech would be your big wins if you're Georgia in that aspect, and you could fall back on that and say those are two pretty big wins. Those are two, you know, top 16 teams as it sits right now.
You've got wins over Texas and Tennessee as well in the top 20.
I think that it. As I look at, if I was a Georgia fan right now, I'm not sure I'd want to have a month off. Mm-hmm. Of having not playing in the conference championship game and then not playing in the first round of the playoffs. That's a long time, dude.
Well,
that's a long time.
Do you think it hurt? Do you think that hurts you against Notre Dame? Or because remember, no team with a bye won last year.
Yeah.
No team with a bye won.
Right.
And that's why I do believe that they're going to try to pick teams they think are good. I know it sounds funny, but they don't want it to look flawed in any way.
I think it would be really interesting to see Georgia host a game in Athens in the first round of the playoffs against whoever might be back there. I don't know who it would be. I think that there's going to be people making the argument for Miami, even if they're not in the ACC title game, which to me is absolutely ridiculous.
But, well, why should Miami be punished between – that's the argument between Notre Dame and Miami. And why? And I understand Notre Dame's losses, but – Miami beat them on a neutral field. Why does Notre Dame just automatically get shoehorned in? Because they lost, and you say, well, they have their two losses are better than Miami's. One of their losses is to Miami.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna. And look, I couldn't care less if Miami makes the playoff or not. Their fans are are annoying as hell. Every time they win a game, they're back, and every time they lose, it's fire the coach. It's stupid, it's ridiculous, and it's annoying, and so is their fan base. That said, I don't understand how Notre Dame is just grandfathered in because they've got a loss to Miami, and that somehow helps them, while Miami's win over Notre Dame just seemingly still has them below them.
I wasn't going to go, because you see what sweater I'm wearing today. Wasn't even going to try to go this route about Alabama being ranked behind Notre Dame at this point, but I do feel that way about Notre Dame with that head-to-head. Like, why? What puts Notre Dame ahead of Alabama in this poll? And the only thing I can think of, and this is, we talk about this every week, the College Football Playoff Committee knows that Alabama is going to have the opportunity to go out there and prove that they can climb. So they don't have to worry about it. The problem is when you start to put Miami against Notre Dame, and Miami, here's what I'll say. I think that they're putting Miami where they're at because I don't think anybody in their right mind believes that Miami's going to win the next two games that they have on the road.
I just believe it's all to protect Notre Dame. Notre Dame is going to be in the playoff if they went out, and they put them above certain teams so they can move them below them if necessary, but not move them out of the 12. That's why Notre Dame's there. They can give whatever reason they want. That's the reality of the situation to me.
It's a dumpster fire. Where does Vanderbilt sit is another question. I mean, there's just so many things out there right now I don't even know the answer to. Yeah, it's absolutely insane. Today's Mic'd Up, brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Go check out all the college football playoffs, too, when those get here. That'll be a lot of fun. You know what I mean? Cafe, bring the herd.
All right, for which one Wednesday, which Falcon will have a bigger game with Kirk Cousins at quarterback, Kyle Pitts or Darnell Mooney? Bo, you start this.
Well, thank you, Allie. I'm going to go with Darnell Mooney. There was something about these two guys. There was a connection that they had when Kirk was the quarterback. And for whatever reason, that connection doesn't exist. There's a lot of other things, I think, that go into that. But that connection was not existing with Penix. I don't know if he throws it too hard. I don't know what. But I have a feeling that Kirk is going to trust Darnell, and he's going to tee him up.
I'm going to hard disagree. I think that the connection between Darnell Mooney and Michael Penix has more to do with Darnell Mooney and his inability to catch the ball and his inability to get open. And Kyle Pitts has shown a number of – now, has Kyle Pitts had drops? Absolutely. But has he had games where he's had great games this year? Yes. I think Kyle Pitts is on better footing inside of this offense as it stands right now, and I think he'll have a big game. Other than Darnell Mooney. Darnell Mooney has shown me nothing this season to make me believe that he's going to all of a sudden step in and have some kind of, you know, game-changing performance.
All right, which school, if Lane Kiffin decides to leave Ole Miss, which school would he have more success with, LSU or Florida? Do you want to know the poll results on Twitter?
Yes.
All right, 60% say LSU.
Go ahead there, Bo Namath. I'd love to hear
first,
what you have to
I
think.
I went first last. Tom.
I feel like, well, I think it's kind of a coin flip for me because I think there's so many things at LSU at your disposal that you could have success with, but it also feels very much like a dumpster fire down there right now, and I don't know that Lane Kiffin is the right person to pull you out of a dumpster fire when there's leadership issues. I just, like, if this was just a question about some other head coach, I'd say LSU by a mile, but LSU, with the problems they have and the fact that it's Lane Kiffin, of all people, he's going to stoke a fire. He's not going to extinguish a fire. He's going to stoke it. So that leads me to believe that it might be Florida that I think that Lane could have more success at.
Lane's a lot more like what has been successful at Florida as a head coach than what has been successful at LSU. He's a lot more like Steve Spurrier than he is, to me, Les Miles or Coach O.
I don't know.
And the other thing I would say is that I actually want to further your point because I think you're onto something with the dumpster fire that LSU is around the program. At least when you walk into Florida, you know who the AD is, whether he's going to be there or not, much if he continues to screw up football hires. He's got basketball right with Todd Golden. But it seems a little bit more stable walking in because you don't have a new AD. You don't have a governor who's, you know, putting his nose in there, or maybe he shouldn't. So I kind of agree with Mike.
Pause.
Which do you wish, dads, which do you wish your kids could experience? making a mixtape / burn CD, or strolling through Blockbuster?
Strolling through Blockbuster.
Oh, all the way.
100%.
All the way.
My kids do their own strolling through Blockbuster, but it's just hitting left and right on the YouTube page right now.
Right.
So, yeah, I would love to see them stroll through and actually have to look at the back of the video.
It was just, like, it just, it was such, it was so good to know. Like, here's the thing. When you scroll through Netflix or YouTube, your selection's always going to be there. Unless your parents have, like, child lock over it. But there's just, you never can't watch it.
Video game aspect,
too. There was something about going to the Blockbuster and having your heart set on something and then not it not being there and having to make a second choice. I think it really built character. I mean, look at me. I'm the embodiment of character. And blowing to Blockbuster and not having that movie there was a big part of that video game. Man. Probably a big part
nothing
of it.
Nothing like inviting a friend over, stay the night on a Friday night, your mom taking you to Blockbuster, pick out a video game. Psh, come on.
It was like one of the first phone calls I ever made was to reserve Cool Runnings for my birthday party.
Feel the rhythm.
Yeah. Exactly.
We just need to go ahead and start a petition to bring back Blockbuster. I mean, take me back to Blockbuster right now. I'll be so happy.
Think about it. We're in an entitlement era, and I think it all started with Netflix.
Interesting.
Bold statement.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, which are you buying into more? The Hawks' success without Trey is pure coincidence, or it's evidence that the roster fits better with a more balanced style? Oh, Dylan's face.
Golly, that's a heavy-handed one.
Well,
that's a spicy meatball.
You want to think about it and come back with it?
Well, can I answer it without indicting anything? I think it's a true testament of a little bit of from what you need to see a little bit of growth from Trey with. As far as not allowing the ball to stop when he's there.
I would say you just indicted Trey.
And let me all right, I don't want to get off on the side. But let me ask you, do you think Trae Young is perfect? Do you think Trae Young can't grow as an NBA player? Because if you do,
I didn't say anything about it.
That's my point though, is that's part of the game I think that he's always needed to grow is not allowing the ball to stop. I think the team is much better with Trae Young in it because of what he can do. He is a guy that can create his own shot without a hand. He is clutch. He is one of the best passers in the league. But not allowing it to become ISO ball is a growth thing from him, and I think it's real. And I think the ball not stopping with him on the court would set this team on fire.
We're going to continue this conversation, and you can weigh in as well because the wake-up call is coming up next. 404-726-0929. Again, call us now, 404-726-0929. We'll take your calls next during the wake-up call on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.